top of mind. The AI trade is breaking down. TSMC posted a record quarter and raised guidance, yet its ADRs are falling pre-market, and the Philadelphia Semiconductor Index dropped 2% yesterday. Hedge funds slashed net exposure to Goldman's AI basket to the lowest this year. Simultaneously, the Iran conflict escalated. U.S. strikes hit a tanker near Iran's main export terminal overnight, and Tehran threatened to crush regional infrastructure. This is the week's defining tension. The market is repricing AI capex sustainability while absorbing a geopolitical risk premium in oil and rates. Tickers: TSM, NVDA, MU, HVNXF, SPY, Oil. Catalyst Radar: Netflix earnings after the bell today. The first major tech consumer name to report. Engagement data and M&A commentary matter. June retail sales and jobless claims this morning. Core PCE data next week for rate path confirmation. EU banking competitiveness report due Friday. Deregulation proposals could reshape the European bank landscape. Analyst opinion columns: WSJ's Spencer Jakab, Markets AM, flags the SK Hynix ADR premium versus Seoul listed shares as a law of one price violation, a warning sign of frothy retail enthusiasm, referencing the Palm 3.com arbitrage gap just before the 2000 tech peak. Not actionable alone, but confirms the risk of positioning excess in memory chips. CNBC's analysis on Fed Chair Warsh notes he's testing credibility by arguing AI capex isn't truly inflationary, a view that keeps rate hike odds low for now, but risks a policy error if supply doesn't catch up. Markets: NASDAQ 100 futures sliding 0.8% in pre-market. S&P 500 futures down 0.2%. Kospi fell 6% plus on SK Hynix and Samsung plunges. TSMC ADRs 4.5% pre-market despite earnings beat and 100B Arizona capex announcement. Wall Street is rotating out of momentum chip names despite strong fundamentals. Goldman's prime brokerage data: hedge fund net exposure to AI basket at 2026, low as profit-taking accelerates. Oil steady around $84 Brent after 5 consecutive U.S. strikes on Iran. Gasoline diesel costs rising, threatening consumer spending. South Korea suspended new listings of single-stock leveraged ETFs and tripled margin requirements. Regulatory response to SK Hynix's 15% intraday swing. BlackRock shares rallied 6.6% on record 15T AUM. S&P financials hit all-time highs on bank earnings momentum. Economy: US credit card delinquencies at 15-year high per NY Fed data, 13% of balances 90-plus days past due. But big bank charge-offs remain low. The divergence reflects bank focus on prime superprime borrowers and different measurement methodologies. Grocery unit sales fell 1.8% YoY in June. Higher prices no longer offset volume declines. PepsiCo flagged weakening North American demand directly tied to higher gas prices. Fed's Warsh argued AI-driven price increases are not inflationary, risking credibility if supply doesn't expand. Business finance: Eli Lilly acquired Atai Beckley for 2.8B upfront, 26% premium, gaining access to phase 3 DMT-based depression treatment, a major bet on psychedelic medicine. United Health beat Q2 estimates, $6.38 on EPS versus $4.90 expected, and raised guidance, surged 7% pre-market. Turnaround accelerating via AI-driven cost containment. United Airlines missed Q3 guidance, $2.50 is $3.60 expected, warning $6 in added fuel costs. Travel demand remains strong, but fuel is eating margins. Uber agreed to buy Delivery Hero for 14.8B, a bold expansion in global food delivery. Stripe Plus Advent's 53B PayPal offer still unresolved. PayPal hasn't responded, may prefer piecemeal asset sales. TSMC raised 2026 capex to 60R64B, investing an additional 100B in Arizona for 2nm fabs. World geopolitics: US struck Iranian command centers and a supertanker near Bandar Abbas overnight. Iran warned of retaliation against all infrastructure in the region and declared the strait a red line. Trump threatened to target power plants and bridges next week. US imposed 25% tariffs on most Brazilian goods effective July 22, under Section 301, citing content moderation orders and IP enforcement. Lula threatened WTO retaliation. Ukraine's Zelensky dismissed Defense Minister Fedorov, triggering street protests in Kyiv. Government shakeup risks distracting from war effort. Middle East sovereign bond spreads widened to 402 BPs over treasuries, the highest since 2022. Technology AI TSMC's CFO said AI capex over the next 3 years will be significantly higher than the prior three. But market is increasingly skeptical about ROI from hyperscalers, demanding proof of returns this earnings season. NVIDIA launched Cosmos 3 Edge, a world model for physical AI, and expanded partnerships with Fujitsu, Hitachi, and Kawasaki Heavy in Japan. Anthropic moving toward IPO as soon as October. Bankers scheduling investor meetings. The AI startup filed confidentially last month at a 965B valuation ahead of OpenAI. New York Governor Hochul imposed a 1-year moratorium on data centers using 50 plus MW. Trump blasted the decision. The power grid constraint is becoming a policy battleground ahead of midterms. Standouts Paloma Partners cut its portfolio manager teams by 50% to 2010 as assets fell from 4 billion to 1.1 billion, another multi-strategy hedge fund struggling with scale. DCC received a sweetened bid from KKR and ECP at 66.72 share, with Aviva opposing as undervaluation, a rare public shareholder revolt in UK take private. French power exports hit a record 51 TWN in H1, up 36% YOY, as nuclear and renewables surpluses depressed domestic prices into negative territory. PJM auction fell 6 GW short of reliability needs. Emergency backstop by September is critical for Northern Virginia data centers. Gold declined 0.7% to near $4,030 as strong US strikes on Iran raised inflation fears. Morgan Stanley notes this is only the fifth 25% drawdown since 1960.